tremendous joy. Starting again. Good evening. It's with tremendous joy and excitement that I welcome you and introduce Mrs. Michal Horowitz. For probably all of you, her voice resonates, her words linger in your hearts, in your minds, and she is someone who I love to refer to as our Nachshon, as she started us off with Torah Imecha Nachyomi 4 years ago. She started us off with Torah Imecha Parsha, and this cycle she started off Sifrei Ksuvim with Tehillim. So I don't want to use up any more of her time, but just one logistics announcement. We have certificates for you to acknowledge your accomplishment of finishing Nachyomi. So please, if you didn't get them on the way in, just make sure over the course of the evening that you do get them. And so without further ado, it gives me great pleasure to introduce Mrs. Michal Horowitz here in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh.
Amen.
Live.
Dina, can we just, is there a door to close? Because it'll be very noisy from that side. When the ladies come, if more are coming in, you'll direct them in. If anyone comes, just direct them in. Okay, Bruchot Haba'ot. Welcome, everybody. I don't like using a microphone. It's not such a big room. You need me to use the microphone? Bruchot Haba'ot. Welcome to the OU Women's Initiative Nachyomi second Siyum in, yes, Baruch Hashem, in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. I speak on like Shavuos programs where there's much more people. Do you need me to use a microphone?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The truth is that there are too many people here in person for me that I know. You need the microphone? Okay, let's try. Let me see if it goes on. Okay, is that better? Is that better? I'm using a microphone. It's better. Okay, fine. There are many people here who I would like to personally welcome, but then it'll probably take up half the shiur time. So to all of those who we have a prior learning relationship, whether it's from New York or Eretz Yisrael or YU Torah or OU Torah, welcome to all of you. It's a pleasure and a true zchut. The zchut is mine to be here teaching Torah from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. I'm actually going to begin with the first parak of Sefer Yehoshua. This was added in. It was not part of my shiur. And I'm not simply, but I'm going to quote the psukim. Why am I starting with this? Well, first of all, it happens to be how Nach begins, Sefer Yehoshua. It was also the first piece of Nach that I taught for OU Women's Initiative, Nach Yomi, Psycho 1, Sefer Yehoshua. Why is it not written into my shiur notes, which is I'm not staying at home, I don't have the Sefer, I don't have a computer to print up a new shiur? Because yesterday, my husband, my son, and I attended the Levaya of Elkanah Yehuda Svez Hashem Yukom Damo, 25 years old, of Kiryat Arba. He was one of the 24 soldiers who, Rachmana Litzlan, the IDF announced, had fallen in defense of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael the day before. And one of his brothers, you know, the Rav of Kiryat Arba, I think Rav Schwartz, they said his name is, he said to Elkanah Yehuda to go up and tell Kadosh Baruch Hu, Dai Kvar, must speak Kvar. And one of Elkanah Yehuda's brothers quoted the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua in his hesped. His brothers gave hespedim. I don't know if it was his girlfriend, his kala gave hespedim, his father. So I thought how apropos to begin with these words with which Gibar Yisrael was melavet his final resting place, and words that speak to all of us as we learn here from Yerushalayim together. Vayhi acharei mos Moshe eved Hashem. It was after the death of Moshe, the servant of God. Vayomer Hashem al Yehoshua ben Nun, Misharis Moshe lemer. Hashem said to Yehoshua ben Nun, Moshe's servant is the wrong word. The one who served Moshe, saying, Moshe abdi meis, Moshe my servant died. Va'ata and now kum avor et hayardein hazeh. Ata v'chol ka'am. That's the first thing Hashem said to Yehoshua, get up, cross this Yarden River, you and the whole nation. Al Aratz, Asher Anochi Nosein Lehem of Israel. Where shall you go? Take these people to Eretz Israel. Kol Makam Asher Tindrach Kafrag Lechem Bo Lechem Nesativ. Every place where your foot shall trod, to you I shall give it. Kasher Dibarti Amoshe. Me Amidbar Ba'alvo Nanazeh Ba'Nahar Agadol Nahar Pras Kol Eretz Achiti Ba'Aliyam Agadol. Mavu Hashem Ishek Vulchem. God delineates the borders of the promised land to Yoshua. Lo yisyatsev ish defanecha koyimechayecha. No man will stand before you all the days of your life. Like I was with Moshe, I will be with you. I will not loosen my hold upon you. I will not leave you. Chazek va'amatz. And these are the words that Elkanah Yehuda's brother stressed. Cites for the chizuk of fighting to conquer, fighting to defend, fighting to live. Fighting for a Jewish medina, chazak ve'amatz. Be strong and courageous. Ki'ata tancha et ha'amazah et ha'aretz. It will be you who will cause the nation to inherit this land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Again, God repeats to Yoshua, rach chazak ve'amatz me'od. Be strong and courageous very much. La'as v'shmor la'asu k'chol ha'torah asher tzivcha Moshe abdi. To guard and to do all the Torah that I have commanded Moshe, my servant. Do not deviate right or left, so that you shall be wise and discerning in all paths that you go. Lo yamush sefer Torah zavipicha v'gisa bo yamam v'layla. Is there a better mantra of all the women who learn nach yomi than lo yamush sefer Torah zavipicha v'gisa bo yamam v'layla? The words of these Torah shall not leave your mouth, and you shall contemplate them day and night. So you should be on guard to do everything that is written, because then you will be successful along your path. Then you will be discerning. Have I now commanded you, I'm in Yehoshua, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes, be strong and courageous. Do not fear. Do not break down, because Hashem, God, is with you and everywhere that you go. The pasuk tells us the shir is based on different psukim in Nevi Mektuvim. When I sat down to write the shir in Whitmer, I thought how appropriate, how beautiful it would be to focus on different passages in Nevi'im and Ketuvim that speak about our love for Eretz Yisrael, the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, the importance of Eretz Yisrael. The Kiddusha of Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk in Micha, in Perek Dalet, V'haya ba'achris hayamim, a vision of the end of days. Yeh har beis Hashem nechon b'rosh harim. A vision of the end of days, the prophet Micha sees, in the end of days, the mount of the house of God will be established at the top of all mountains. V'nisa v'mikvaos, it'll be raised above all hills. V'nare lov amim. And nations will stream to this mountain, to the house of God. V'holchu goyim rabim, v'amru l'chu v'na'al al-har Hashem. And many nations will say, let us go to the mount of God. V'al beis Elokei Yaakov, to the house of the God of Yaakov. V'yareinu midrachav, yareinu is from the word mora, Torah, hora'ah. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah, let us learn from its ways. V'ne'elcha berchosav, let us go on his path. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah, dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. And the next pasuk tells us that they will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks.
Lo yisu goy al goy charev. Did they just go off?
Yes, I think it's too loud.
Is it on? Lo yisu goy al goy charev. Lo yilmadu od merchama. Can we but imagine a time when there is no more war, when there is no more sword, when terrorists, yimach shumam, do not burst out of a tunnel totally unnoticed, they're, oy vavoy, it's not going. Okay, so I don't know. Does someone want to ask? There's not going to be a microphone? Can we imagine a time when our fathers, our sons, our brothers, our Gibore Chayil,
do not have to fear when a terrorist burst out of a tunnel unnoticed. Yimach Shemam V'Zichram. When nations will stream to the Mount of God to learn from his ways and go in his paths. V'yashu Ish Tachas Gafno. Everyone will just sit in peace under their vineyard. V'tachas Te'einaso, the Shivat Aminim. We are learning as we go into Tu Bishvat. And we will sit under the vineyard and enjoy the vines and the grapes and the wines of Eretz Yisrael without fear. And we will sit under the Te'ena. Rashi tells us that when the Torah tells us it is a land of Devash, it's Devash Te'enim and Devash Te'marim. The Ein Machrid. There will be no more fear. Ki pi Hashem Tzvakot Diber. Because the mouth of Hashem, the Lord of Hosts, has spoken. Ki kol ha'amim yachu ish b'shem eloka v'anachnu neirech b'shem Hashem elokeinu l'olam va'ed. You know, we're learning. We actually already started, I think, on Or L'Yom. Tu b'shvat ha'svav shvat. Oh, let me move my thing. There's a chair. I want to share a beautiful idea that I heard. I never heard it before. I really love this. From Rav David O. Weinberg from Oraita. He taught something so beautiful. The Mishnah tells us in Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. So the Mishnah is talking about the different Rosh Hashanah, Arba Rosh Hashanah, and let's just talk about Tu Bishvat. And the Mishnah says there, Ba'echad Bishvat, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. And one Shvat, it is the Rosh Hashanah for the Ilan. So it's a famous Kasha, why is it not Rosh Hashanah La'ilan? No, and there are different reasons given. Kedivrei Beishamai, Beishamai says it's on Echad Bishvat, Beis Hillel says, no, it's on Chamisha Sabo. So we know, besides for 18 Machlok at Beit Hillel and Beis Shammai, we paskin like Beis Hillel. But it's very interesting that Beis Shammai says that Rosh Hashanah La'ilan is on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So Rav David Weinberg told over something very, very interesting. The Pasuk tells us in Sefer Devarim, Parak Aleph, right in the beginning, I'm safe for the barn. How are we doing without the microphone? Okay. Maybe. If anyone, Mamish, can hear, I have a hearing loss. So if you can hear, I understand. Feel free to take your chair and come here. I'm not joking. That's what I would do if I was you. So you shouldn't be shy. So he proposed a very beautiful idea. The Pasuk tells us, when did Moshe begin to give over Sefer Devarim? Devarim is Moshe's goodbye letter to Am Yisrael. The first four books of Chumash, the Gemara tells us God dictated and Moshe transcribed. But Moshe, who is Lo Ish Devarim Anochi, Agdalet Pasud Yod of Sefer Shemot, becomes Ela Devarim, Asher Dibrei Moshe. He composes some of the most beautiful psukim about Eretz Yisrael that we have. Who said that? Moshe Rabbeinu. Eretz Shalom b'miskuno toch alachem. V'achalta v'savato v'rachas Hashem elkecha at atom asher nasa na. Who said that? Devarim 8:10. Moshe Rabbeinu. The Pasuk tells us in the beginning of Sefer Devarim that he ba'ar ba'im shana, listen carefully, 40 years after Moshe took his job, ba'ashtei asar chodesh v'echad chodesh. What day did Moshe start giving over Sefer Devarim? Well, what is the 11th month? We all know Chodesh Zalachem, Rosh Chodashim, Rishon Udachem, Nechot Sheyashana, Shemos 12, 2. And Rashi says, what is the first month? Nisan. Oh, thank you so much. Tizki the mitzvah. What is the first month? The first month is Nisan. So the Asher Eser Chodesh is what month? Shvat. When did Moshe begin telling over the Torah? Ba'ashrei asar chodesh ba'echad chodesh. Rosh chodesh shvat. Diber Moshe b'nei Yisrael kachol shetziv Hashem. Moshe begins to give over Sefer Devarim on Rosh chodesh Shvat. Now we know Rosh Chodesh Shvat is a significant day because Beis Shammai tells us Tu Bishvat is actually on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Aleph Shvat. What did he do when he started to give over the Torah? Be'er HaYarden, because Moshe was not zocha to be where we all are. Be'eretz Molav, Ho'il Moshe Be'er et Torah Zolimu. Moshe began to clarify this Torah. Be'er is like the word be'er, like a well. The well springs of Torah are flowing forth. And Rashi says, they're b'shivim lashon, b'yresha, and they gave it over to them in 70 languages. So Rav David O. Weinberg, I'm just going to make a bracha. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyah B'dvaro.
Amen.
What is the Ilan that the Mishnah speaks about in Lashon Yachid? Rosh Hashanah La'ilan. Why doesn't it say Rosh Hashanah La'ilanot? So this is not a pshat word. This is a Kabbalistic, deep Hasidic word. Rosh Hashanah La'ilan is referring to the Eitz Chaim Hila Machazikim Bavisam Chaim Ushar. Rosh Hashanah La'ilan is referring to the tree of Torah that sustains all of us. And he said that Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Tu B'Shvat, this time period of Shvat, is a time for the fruits of Torah to grow, for the fruits of Torah to blossom, for Chidush Torah to inundate our world with their sweetness, with their beauty, with their blossoms, with their flowers, with their taste. I thought this was a tremendous idea. Do we know there are two chairs here? Mrs. Abramoff, there are two chairs here. Please come sit down. You do not need to stand.
My name, how do you know?
Brucha haba'ah. It is the Rosh Hashanah for Chidushei Torah. And the Rosh Hashanah La'ilan is this idea of bringing more and more Torah into our world. It's the Peros of Torah. I really love that. And he said that Shvat in Gematria is 311. Shin Beis Tes is 3029. And it's the same as Ish. Ish is 1 and 10 and Shin 300. So 311 is both Shvat, but it's also Ish, because this is a time period where there is a time of personal growth in Torah. The person himself can grow so much in the time period of Shva, because we tap into the kochos that Moshe Rabbeinu invested into Aleph Shva, which is Kedivrei Beis Shammai, when he began to expound Torah to Klal Yisrael. How apropos that we learn on this time, when one cycle of Nachayomi finishes and the next cycle begins, and there will be, Bezer Hashem, more and more peiros of Torah, the sweetness of Torah coming into the world. I really thought it was a tremendously beautiful idea. I never heard it before. I did go over to ask him why. Is it Beis Shammai who teaches us this and not Beis Hillel? So he said it's a very good question. He was thinking, he offered something, but I'm not going to get into it now just because of time. But I just thought it was a beautiful idea. One of my favorite pieces of the Rav Zatzal, which is not true to say, because if you learn with me, you know how much I quote the Rav. Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, the Rav Zecher Tzadik Levracha, is on the pasuk that I quoted that Moshe composed. The pasuk tells us in Sefer Devarim Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Yud Bet, what is so beautiful about Eretz Yisrael? Is it because the fruit is delicious, which it is? Is it because Baruch Hashem it's raining? What is so beautiful? What is so unique about Eretz Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu says there is something that you cannot duplicate anywhere else in the world. And that is Hasharas Hashchina. The revelation of the divine presence that is so apparent, that is so palpable, that we all feel cannot be duplicated anywhere else. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doresh Osa Tamid Enei Hashem Elokecha B'mereishit Hashana V'ad Achrit Shana. It is a land that Hashem seeks out. The eyes of God are upon this land always and consistently, from the beginning of the year until the end of the year. The Rav says, Hasharas Hashchina, the reality of the divine presence, is a continuous process in Eretz Yisrael. Hasharas Hashchina, the divine presence, is part of the climate of Eretz Yisrael. Just as there are different kinds of climates, cold climates, hot climates, there are climates completely devoid of the divine presence, and climates very conducive to the divine presence. Just as it is natural in the morning to get up and see the sun shining or hear the rain falling, in Eretz Yisrael, it is natural to wake up and find the Shechina. Just as one who walks out in the rain must get wet, and one who walks out in the sunshine will feel warm, so too one who lives in Eretz Yisrael will absorb and feel the Ruach HaKodesh. He will simply be saturated with Kavod Elohim, the glory of God. Certain places, says the Rav, where the prophets walked thousands of years ago, where they had conversations with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are endowed with the potential of Hashar Sashchina for everyone. Even today, those who want it can receive it. Anyone who is in Eretz Yisrael kisses the stones where the prophets walked, merits to share in the divine presence, regardless of whether he is a great rabbinic scholar or not. Who is Zocha to Hashar Sashchina? Who is Zocha to Kedush Eretz Yisrael? Only the Gedolei Ador, only the Talmidei Chachamim, only the Rabbanim. Anyone who wants to feel Hashar Sashchina in Eretz Yisrael can feel it. The Rav says, the gates of Tzion. No, that's not what the Rav says. The Rav says, the gates of heaven are open to Tzion. Anything that emerges or comes down from heaven comes down to Tzion. There are special windows in heaven that are only open to Tzion. Eretz, asher Hashem Elokecha, doresh osa, tamid einei Hashem Elokecha b'miri, shir Hashanah v'ad achrit shana. Quote, no other land in the world can imitate this quality. All one needs to do is open oneself up to the divine flow, which is like dew or a stream coming down upon the land from heaven. And a very famous passage in the Gemara, Maseches Makos, Chof Dalet Amud Beis. Are you okay in the back? Could you hear? I'm like, since you told me I need the mic, now it's on my mind. You're okay. Baruch Hashem. And a very famous passage related to the great Tana Rabbi Akiva, in the aftermath of Chorban Bayit Sheni, the Navi compares, not the Navi, the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, compares, contrasts, puts together two different psukim. One pasuk tells us in Sefer Micha, everyone here has a certificate of completion, learn through all of these psukim. Lachain biglachem tzion sadeh secharish. It's a prophecy of Chorban, Rachmana Litzlan. It's a prophecy of destruction. Because of you, Zion will be plowed like a field. V'Yerushalayim yin tia. Yerushalayim will become heaps. V'har habayis l'bamos yar. And our habayis will become like the high places of a forest, a scene of desolation, a scene of destruction. A scene where a former building stood is now but heaps and plowed over. On Monday, we went down to the south and we were in Starot. And so we had previously been to Starot in previous trips. We went to the yeshiva, we had a tour of Starot. And the tour guide said, I want you to stand here in the parking lot of this apartment building, and I'm going to face you, and you face there. And what are we looking at? An empty yard with some rocks and some wires and metal and Israeli flags. And he said, I know you don't believe me, but this was a three-story police building. This was the police station of Starot. And he told us the whole story of October 7th, he said that Starot was too large of a city for the Mechablim, Yimach Shmam V'Zichram, to do what they did in smaller kibbutzim. It wouldn't have worked. So they figured they'll take over the police station, which, by the way, they did. And they had, there was a sniper on the roof. Anyone who walks outside, Rachman al-Atzlan, shall be executed. He told us the whole story. And my son Googled police station Starod, and he showed it to me. And it was a big building, a three-story building. Ultimately, they could not rid the building of the terrorists, Yimach Shmam. They brought in a tank. He showed us in the road the tank tracks. But all the buildings in Starod are built to be missile-proof, bomb-proof. So the tank saw one missile, another missile. They can't take down the building. They managed to evacuate the dead. I don't know how. But it was still full of mechablim. They finally had to bring in a helicopter to, with the mechablim, destroy their own police station. And it's nothing. The words of Nevi'im and Ketuvim, we see them alive. These are not ancient texts. They're not something that the prophets prophesied, that they had Nevi'im and Nevi'o. Someone mentioned to me, Parshas B'Shalach, Devorah. I always like to mention in a shir, the week of Parshas B'Shalach, and this is my only shir, Parshas B'Shalach, besides her upcoming Shabbos, Bezrat Hashem. My grandfather was a Holocaust survivor. You know, I quote it all the time. I'm sure you've heard me say it. He lay on his bed. He lay on the pallet. He lay on the wooden slat. After a hard day of slave labor, his memories are called in 7 camps in 3 years. And he wrote in Yiddish, whoever survives this hell will live to see Mashiach. Whoever survives this hell will live to see a Jewish state. We went down when we were in the south. We were on an army base. And I told this to a number of soldiers. I said, you're fighting for all of us, not only for the Medina, not only for Am Yisrael who's here. Every Jew all over the world, you're protecting us. I told them what my grandfather wrote. Whoever survives this hell will live to see a Jewish state. His daughter, he got married in 1939, and his daughter was born Parshas B'Shalach, 1941. She was named Devorah, after the weekly Haftorah. So this vision that is codified for us, Nevua Shehu Tzuchel Adoros Nichtava, V'She'ena Hu Tzuchel Adoros Eina Nichtava. This is about us. Go down to Starot. You will see this Pasuk alive before your eyes. Tzion Sadase Charesh. V'Yerushalayim Iin Tiyav. Arbais Levamos Yar. Today we can see utter destruction with our own eyes. And yet we have another pasuk that tells us in Zechariah, Ko Amar Hashem, Shafti El Tzion. So says God, I will return to Zion. And you can see this with your own eyes today. Because go tell Jews 500 years ago, 600 years ago, 700 years ago, 1,000 years ago, during the Crusades, that such a thing will be today. A Medina. Amidinas Yisrael, Ba'aretz Yisrael. They would not have even been able to believe that such a thing was possible. The Jewish people have been resurrected after the flames of the Shoah. The streets are once again full of old men and women with staffs in their hands and children playing and laughing in the streets. They would not have believed. B'shuv Hashem Eshivat Zion. I taught Tehillim Banatas Kapitol. Hayinu Kechomim. Ko Amar Hashem, Shafti Al Tzion, Zechariah, Parachas, Psukim Gimel through Hay. V'shachanti B'soch Yerushalayim, Shachanti, Shechina, Mishkan, it's all the same Shorash. The Shechina will dwell in the Mishkan, Shechina, Shachin. The Rav says, a Jew should feel he lives at 12 Harabayis, God lives at 13 Harabayis, and we are on very good terms. Shechina, Shachin, God should be your neighbor. Is Hashem your neighbor in your life? Do you turn to Him for your needs, for your wants, for your thanks, for your desires, your hopes? V'shachanti b'soch Yerushalayim. I will once again return. I will dwell in Yerushalayim. V'nikra Yerushalayim ir ha'emes. Once again, the truth will ring forth from Yerushalayim, not the upside down world in which we live today. V'ar Hashem tzvakos har kodesh. Ko Amar Hashem, Tzavakos, Od Yesh V'Zakenim Zakenos Berchavos Yerushalayim. Once again, old men and old women will sit in the streets of Yerushalayim. You can go to the south and we can see the prophecy of Churban. And we can come here and we can see the prophecy of Binyan. And these two paradoxical nevuahs is the story of Am Yisrael. V'ish mishanto biyado me'rov yamim. And an old man with a staff in his hand coming on in years. U'rachavos ha'ir yamalu. And once again, the streets will be filled with what? Not bomb shelters, not rockets, not air raid sirens, not Tzeva Adom. Yeladim v'yeladot misachakim b'rchavaseha. Little boys and girls playing in her streets. This isn't written into the Shir. Actually, I think I know the Amud of Gemara. Why don't we say, not everything is always written on the paper? Okay? Public service announcement. Secret. I'm letting you in on a secret. I was just in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Oh, Adina Schmidman, rabbit's a doctor, Adina Schmidman, sent me to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I said, you know there's a snowstorm coming? You'll warm them up with your Torah. True. I could show you the message. The snowstorm came. And I'm from New York. It doesn't snow anymore. I took very short boots. And I wake up and I say, whoa. So I said to those, you walk, I'll walk behind you. I'll try and stay in your footprints. Like really a major snowstorm. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Why am I telling you that? Oh, because I spoke about on Shabbos day the blueberry cobbler that they served Friday night. So the husband of the woman who made the blueberry cobbler was very proud, rightly so. I tied into Shir, Makas Tzfardeya, they'll go into your kneading bowls and your ovens, not in that order, Tanu Recha, Mishar Osecha, and the Perek Zayin Shmos. So I said, imagine if you had blueberry cobbler and instead of blueberries, it was full of frogs. So he came over to me next day, he says, that could not have been written into your Shir because you didn't know that we were going to have blueberry cobbler. I said, you're right, it wasn't. Next thing is written into my shir. Why don't we say nun in Ashrei? It's not really Ashrei. Tehillah LeDavid. We call it Ashrei. Okay? It's really chapter 145 of Sefer Tehillim. Kof Mem Hei. So why don't we say nun in Ashrei? If you look, you say every letter of the Alphys. I was in Reim at the site of the Nova Music Festival. And I realized it's time for mincha. So after being there for half an hour and happening to meet the parents of Romy, whose last name I do know, is 23 years old. She is being held by Hamas, Yamach Shemam V'Zichra, and Bekarov, Bimheira, in Gaza. Rami's parents were there. I went over to her. I said, you know, ani rotza lagidach mashu. Aval eini ma lagid. Ani lo yadat ma lagidach. Ma ani agidach. Slicha, ani mitzta'aret. This is exactly what I said to Rami's mother. I said, ani rotza lagid, aval eini ma lagid. So she pointed to the picture of her daughter. And under the picture it says, b'makom she'en milim chibuk yachol. So I said, "Rak davar achad ani rotza lagid lach. Anachnu kulanu gam kein be'America itchem. Halev shalanu hatfilot. This is not a dati woman. Halev shalanu hatfilot shalanu machshavot shalanu atem lo levad. Anachnu kol hazman gam kein be'America choshvim alechem mitpalalim badchem. I said, "Ani yichola lechabek otach." Then I realized it's time for mincha. I sat down on the chair. On the plastic chair. Have you been down there? Yeah. I said, Karava, you learned this kapito in your Nachyomi. I taught Sefer Rishon, but you learned this. Whoever the teacher was, I don't know, because Shmark was the teacher. Karava Sham, Lechol Karav, Lechol Sheiku, Ve'emes. I became hysterical. I could not say the pasuk. I could not get out the words Sadiq Hashem b'chol d'racha v'chasi b'chol ma'asav. I was sobbing in the chair. So it was after we'd been to Starot. And then we went to Reim. The destruction is not there anymore. It's been cleaned up. It's a very large field with different poles and pictures of the Kedoshim Mutaharim, Shemasu Nafshim HaKadosh Hashem, stones, Yizkor candles by each one, a huge field. Some of the trees have larger posters. I literally cannot say the words. Tzadik Hashem b'chol d'racha v'chasi b'chol ma'asav, I was sobbing. But the Navi tells us, the Neviim tell us, the Ketuvim tell us, that Kosh Baruch Hu's eyes are always upon this land, says the Rav, there are gates, there are windows in heaven that are only open to Tzion. Everything that comes down from Shemayim comes down to Tzion. And we have, while we sojourn through Galut, we are in the Etchalta de Geula, but not the Geula Shlema. And Klal Yisrael, oh my gosh, I'm talking about Nun and Ashrei. Klal Yisrael, I have to tell you about Nun and Ashrei. Klal Yisrael sojourns through these two different paradoxical descriptions of what it means to be a Jew, the absence of the Beit HaMikdash, and the absence of Melech HaMashiach. In the absence of the complete Geula. So I just read this. The hostess where I'm staying, she picked out for me the Mizrahi magazine. She said, I got for you the Mizrahi. So I said, thank you. So I was looking through it. It might be an article by Rabbi Doron Perez, whose son, of course, is also Meshavuban and the Gvulam, Minikolich Mibechi, Yirmiyahu 31. 14 through 16. You learned all these psukim. You journeyed through Jewish history in 2 years. You took the whole journey. We started with Sefer Yoshua. Al-Kana Yehuda was Malavat, his final resting place with these psukim. And you learned Devar Yam and Beh with me. It was my favorite. I know. People tell me I love Mishnah. I said, I love Devar Yam and Beh. Partly because I never learned it before. And it was just the whole Jewish history. I'm Shlomo Malach, Rachman Tzadad Churban. I love all of them. It's not true. I think the article was by Rabbi Perez. I think. So it's well known why we don't say Nun and Ashrei. The Gemara tells us, and I believe it's Maseches Brachos Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us why don't, this I know for many years, but he added a chiddush that I hadn't seen that I loved. And I actually told this to one of the soldiers. Why don't we say Nun and Ashrei? Because the pasuk in Amos tells us Nathla lo tosiv kum betulat Yisrael. Why don't you say Nun and Ashrei? Nathla, she has fallen. Lo tosiv kum, she will no longer rise up betulat Yisrael. The virgin daughter of Israel has fallen. She will not rise. So how could you say Nun and Ashrei? Skip over it. Say Tzadik Hashem, even if you're in Reim, even if you just met Romy's parents. Tzadik Hashem b'chol d'racha, but no, nafla lo tosiv kundo. But he wrote there that the Yerushalmi says, again, I don't have the source in front of me, but I'm pretty sure that this is how it's written. He wrote it. You know, in the Chumash, in the Nevi'im, in the Ketuvim, they don't have punctuation. They're shivim panim matorah. There's many ways to expand the Torah. Ayah sela ola. Hashem Yirela Hasai La Ola Bini. Where do you put the punctuation? You change the meaning. So the Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael say, don't read it. Not La Lo Tosiv Kum Betulat Yisrael. Don't read it. She has fallen. She will not rise up. The Virgin Daughter of Israel. No, come to Yerushalayim today. See, she has risen up. Nafla Lo Tosif. She will not continue to fall.
Naflalo tos kum betulat Israel. Naflalo tosif, the falling will not continue. Kum, arise, maiden daughter of Israel. Al naros bavel kuf lamed zayin of Tehillim. Sham yashavnu gam bachina bezachreinu etzion. By the rivers of Babylon and Galut and Chutzarts, we wept when we remembered Zion and her days of glory. Al aravim betocha talinu kinyaroseinu. In the willows, we hung up our harps. Kisham she'enu shoveinu. Our captors told us, asked us, divrei shir v'soleinu simcha. Aren't you happy in captivity? Don't you like it better in Bavel? Isn't it wonderful now that the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed? Are you happy in Chutzlar? Sing a song. Not only a song, so Leinu Simcha, make merry. Play happy music. Shiru lanu Mashir Tzion. Tell us about what it was like when you had the Commonwealth, the Jewish Commonwealth, Jewish independence. And the psalmist says, Ech Nashir. At Shir Hashem al Admat Nechar. On foreign soil, in the hands of our captors, how can we sing the songs of God? Im Eshkachach Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemini, Tidbak Lashoni Lechiki, Im Lo Ez Kerechi, Im Lo Ala Et Yerushalayim Arosh Simchati, Im Lo Ez Kerechi. This week's parasha is Parshas B'Shalach. And Parshas B'Shalach ends Perek Yud Zayin Pasuches at Perek Yud Zayin. Yud Zayin Pasuches at Yud Zayin Pasuk Tesvav. Tesvav to Bishvat. K'sav Zot Zikuran B'Sefer V'Sim Bo'Ozne Yoshua Kimocha Emchad Zechar Malik. Why K'sav Zot Zikuran B'Sefer? Imlo es kerechi. How important is the shoresh Zayin Chof Reish in Tanakh? Imlo es kerechi. Imlo alat Yerushalayim al rosh simchati. Are you having a good time? Baruch Hashem, it's raining. Baruch Hashem, we're learning Torah. Baruch Hashem, we're in Eretz Yisrael. Well, you're thinking I'm always in Eretz Yisrael. So for me, Baruch Hashem, I'm in Eretz Yisrael. You're going to come over to me after and say, so if you gave such a shir, why are you here with us? It's a talk, a good question. I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know. How important is this idea? Im eshkachech tishkach yimini. So we have these two ideas, zachor and shachach. I mean, kuf la mitzayin of Tehillim. Yes, good? Okay. Let me say the psukim again without translation. Al naro bavel sham yashavnu gam bachinu bezochreinu etzion. Al aravim betocha talinu kinyaroseinu. We went from a music festival to be shvuyim in the Gaza Strip. Yemach shvam. I should sing a song. Did you see they found a tunnel where 20 captives of them? They found pictures that one of the children made. I thought to myself, this is unbelievable. They made pictures and I just... The adults must have had such a koach to encourage the children to draw, to do whatever they could to feel like a child. Like I said to Romy's mother, he would say, "Lagid mashuval, eini malagid." So we started with gam bachinu bizachreinu atziot zachor al aravim betocha talinu ki noratinu kisham sheilunu shavenu divrei shir v'toleinu simcha shiru lana mashir tzion. Ech nashir, et shir Hashem al admat neichar. Im eshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach yimini. Zachor and tishkach. It's two sides of a coin. What you remember, you cannot forget. Tidbak l'shoni l'chiki, im lo ezkerechi. There it is again. The idea, not only of loving Yerushalayim, longing for Yerushalayim, hugging Yerushalayim, במקום שאין מילים, חיבוק יכול. אמרתי לה, אני יכולה לתת לה חיבוק, חיבוק. הרמה כן. I was crying, she wasn't. Not only to love, to long, to hug, to have a vision, to see the redemption, nafla. What's wrong? You're warm?
Just done it.
Is she warm? I thought it was only me, but you know why I'm warm? I always get warm when I teach. Okay, let's go. Come. We started after the start time, and I want to make sure to get through the material. Okay, let's go. Come. We'll be warm for a few more minutes, and then we'll go have a drink. Okay. So Zachor and Shachach are two sides of a coin. If you remember, you cannot forget. And this idea, not only, the Rav says, through the long, dark night of Galut, he probably said the long, dark night of Galut, so it was actually in Yiddish. He did not say Galut. Through the long, dark night of Galus, one hope, one dream, one aspiration, and one longing. L'shana haba b'Yerushalayim habnuyah. They never forgot Yerushalayim, from the captives in the river of Babylon, to the people today who live in Woodmere, Rachmana Litzlana, myself. Im lo ezkerechi, lo tishkach, zachor. These two verbs also play a prominent role in Melchamet Amalek, which is in this week's parsha, which we are going through today. The Rav says, by the way, when I quote the Rav, it's from all different Sfarim. You should just know. The Rav says he has a besor from his grandfather of Chaim Brisker, the Chatzadik Livracha. Who is Amalek today? The original Amalek was a grandson of Esav. Esav, Alifaz Amalek. Amalek today is anyone who arises up to destroy us. It's not a biological family. It's not a certain tribe in any generation. Whoever is rising to destroy us. So today also we have Mechamed Amalek. And at the end of the war, Vayachalosh Yoshua, as Amalek, that's Amalek. Why did the Kosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe? Are you going to pass out on me? Has Kishalah. Should be from the ecstasy of Torah.
I think they turned the air conditioner.
Could you open the door a little? Hello. We were just together. Yeah. Okay. So let's go. Okay, the door is open. Let's refocus. You want some of the Wisconsin weather?
No.
No. Okay. This idea of Zachar and Tishkach not only is important to the psalmist in chapter 137 of Tehillim, when we talk about Yerushalayim, Im Eshkachech Yerushalayim, it also plays a fundamental role in Melchamed Amalek, this week's Pasha, Pasha Peshalach. And of course, Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Ksav Zot Zikaron B'Sefer. Why Zikaron B'Sefer? Just say, Ksav Zot B'Sefer. Right, this is a remembrance in the book, right in the book. It's Simba Azdei Yoshua. Kimocha Emcha et Zechar Malek. Two times Zechar Malek. If you go to Devarim, Parachov, hey, Yud Zayin through your test, Zechor Seshav Salachar Malek. The Derech would say, Yishchavim Mitzrayim, Mishar Karcha Baderech, Vayizani Bechokho, Nechshuim Becharecha. Va'atoy Yefi, Ger V'lo Yerelkim. Va'ayob Ani Yech Hashem Lekecha, Mecha Mikol, Lebecha Misoviv. Be'er Shoshar Hashem Lekecha, Nosei Lecho. Nechal L'rishte, Timcha et Zechar Malek. Mitach HaShemayim, Lo, Mishkach. The great Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, Zichrono Livracha, points out something incredible in Lashon HaKodesh. I'm not talking about modern day Ivrit. Lashon Tanakh. There's no word for history. History does not exist in Yahadut. That's why modern day Ivrit needed to borrow a word. Historia. Historia is not a Lashon HaKodesh word. It's a word in modern day Hebrew. Words that exist or don't exist in a language tell you about the language. Eskimos have, I read this by Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Tursky, I'm not joking. He writes it in the Agada Shel Pesach. Also, Zecher Tzadik Vracha. Eskimos have, I forget how many words for snow. No, I'm not joking. Like 25 words or something for snow. And Italians, I think, have 15 words for pasta. I'm not joking. So the words that exist or don't exist in a language tell you about the psyche, the experience, the existence, the importance of that idea to this language. There is no word in Lashon HaKodesh for history. The word that dominates instead of history is Zayin Chof Resh Zachor. It appears, he writes, this is in Haggadah Shel Pesach of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, the Sacks Haggadah, more than 169 times in the Jewish Bible, he writes. Because history, says Rabbi Sacks, is his story. Memory is my story. History happened to someone else. History is the Arch of Titus. Memory is Mechamas Amalek. Is Mechamas Amalek something ancient that never happened? Since it was written in the Chumash, since they attacked Israel on the way out of Egypt? It happened in Rabbi Akiva's time. Lamata Bochel, Lamata Mitzachek. It happened during the Crusades 1,000 years ago. It happened during the Spanish Inquisition. It happened during Zeres Tach V'Tat. It happened in my grandparents' time. Today we see a Malach, but today, Baruch Hashem, we also see the fulfillment of Shafti al Tzion. V'shachanti b'sochi b'shalayim. V'nikra yir emes. And we also see Ad Yeshu Zkeinim Yerskeinos v'chovos Yerushalayim. We see this Chalta de Geula, and we understand that while there is no history, memory is the cycle of what happens to Am Yisrael, Abiyas called Tzedek, and we are part of that. And in Sderot, in Re'im, we see one type of Nevuah. And in Medina Yisrael, we see another type of Nevuah. Yirmiyahu 31:14-16. Kol b'ramah nishma, nehi b'chi tamurim, Racham v'akal banah. Me'ayneli nachem al banah keinenu. Have you been to Kever Rachel and seen Nava Applebaum's wedding gown? Hakala l'netzach. Kol amr Hashem. Tzavakos minikolim bibachi. Einayach midima. Stop crying. Ki yesh tcha lepulatech. V'yesh tikva la'acharitech. Yeshavu. Me'eretz Oyev, Shavu Banim the Gvulam. I wish everybody who completed Nach a Mazal Tov. For everyone who did one or two or a few Sfarim, a Mazal Tov to you as well. Remember, Kedivrei Beis Shammai, Rosh Chodesh Ilan, Shvat Ish. It's a time for new wellsprings of Torah to emerge. I thank you so much for allowing me this chus of Shai Devei Torah. I thank all you Women's Initiative and the Soros Tovos Paul. Thank you so much, everyone.